Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So now, Katie Taylor's homecoming fight set to be held this year will not take place in Croke Park, according to Taylor's promoter Eddie Hearn, who has criticised the costs and the time constraints of staging the fight at the 80,000-seater stadium. He has said the fight will instead quite possibly take place on the 20th of May at the 9,000-seater 3 Arena. And we asked earlier whether you thought that this should happen at Croke Park, just to give you a flavour of the response. Claire, the fight should take place in Croker. There'll be huge support for her. I'm not a fan of boxing, but I would definitely go to see her. Michelle says Katie Taylor is an absolute legend, such an inspiration for young girls, and most of all, a true lady. This match should definitely take place in Croke Park. This is her dream, and we, the nation, owe it to her. Well, I'm joined by Mick Dowling, boxing analyst and former Olympian, and Caitlin Phelan, female pro boxer and WBC, WIBA and WBF title holder. You're both welcome. Mick Dowling, first to you. So Croke Park, it doesn't seem likely as though it'll be the venue. What do you make of it?
Well, in a way, I'm disappointed it's not Croke Park. But on the other hand, I had a feeling of, I wonder, would we be able to fill Croke Park? Or would we three-quarters fill it, or would it be disappointing if we had a smallish crowd? And of course, we would get a big, big following for her. But if it's to go on, at the Three Arena, a 9,000-seater stadium, it's going to be quite small. Tickets are going to be in huge demand, and there will be a massive demand for tickets. Would Croke Park have sold out? I think it would have gone very, very close to it.
Yeah, and just on the issue of the tickets for a 9,000-seater, not being enough seats there. So you can imagine that the prices of those tickets would be very high. So if we look at the Madison Square Garden fight between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, for that the tickets were €70. So you'd imagine that the homecoming tickets would be double that, 140 round and about. Would that be too much?
I have no doubt that the tickets will be very, very expensive, and I have no doubt that the 9,000 tickets, expensive and all as they may well be, will sell out, absolutely will sell out. But it's disappointing that so many other people will lose out and not be able to attend because of the restriction to approximately 9,000. So that will be disappointing, no doubt about it.
Caitlin, what do you say to Mick's point that maybe Croke Park might be too big?
I completely agree with Mick, so I do. I know there's a big following for boxing in Ireland now, and thanks to Katie, she has a really big following as well. But then again, like, you have a small ring in the centre of the pitch. Like, the people that are up in the high stands, what if they can't see as much as they want? Like, they'd be dependent on screens, and you're paying a lot of money as for tickets for Croke Park, and you're not going to witness or see as much as you'd like to. But then again, like, anywhere Katie goes, she's going to get a following, and that's the thing. Like, she's a great ambassador for the sport, and I just think it's a pity that it won't be going ahead in Croke Park, but it'd be great no matter what once she gets home to Ireland.
And just leave aside, you know, people maybe mightn't be able to see, because they can fix that with, you know, big video screens. Do you think 80,000 people would buy a ticket for Croke Park to see Katie Taylor fight?
It's an awful lot of people. Unfortunately, I don't think they'd sell out 80,000. They're like, it's a big difference, 9,000 to 80,000. But then again, it is boxing, and I don't think it's at that level that people wish it is yet. Obviously, it's at a massive difference than it was a couple of years ago. But you'd love to wish and to hope that it would fill out that much.
Yeah, but she is arguably the greatest sports star we have ever produced in this country. I mean, there's an element maybe, Caitlin, that we owe her this.
Oh, of course, I completely agree with you. She deserves the best. And like I said, it's such a pity that they can't come to an agreement, and it's so expensive for Croke Park. But like, she deserves the world to be handed to her. Like, she's done an awful lot for the sport and for myself in boxing as well. Like, all those little girls that still look up to Katie, it's unbelievable. And it's heartbreaking knowing that she can't get Croke Park.
Mick, you've spotted something else here now, which is that the European Champions Rugby Cup final, that's confirmed for Lansdowne Road, isn't it, on the 20th of May? That's the same date that Eddie Hearn is talking about for the Three Arena.
That, That's the latest news I have. Heineken Cup final on May the 20th. Now, it couldn't possibly clash with the Katie Taylor one. It just couldn't. Somebody's going to suffer here. And I think there's an awful lot of negotiation still to be done, you know, with the fight promoters and perhaps with Croke Park, or perhaps maybe it's a dead duck already. But I'll just go back to the point that 9,000 people will sell out very, very quickly. The tickets will be very, very expensive. You know, while Madison Square Garden was an iconic venue for women's boxing, and Katie topped the bill there, the first two female fighters ever did. But Croke Park is a very, very iconic venue for us here in this country. And I wonder, though, about, Caitlin mentioned there about, you know, watching from, if you're sitting on Hill 16 or you're up on the canal end, what's it going to be like trying to view Katie Taylor in the middle of Croke Park? And yeah. Yes, you will have the big screens up. I think what would still draw people there would be that it's a very, very special one-off occasion. It's not going to happen again.
Because it could mark the end of her professional career, would you say?
It absolutely could. And, you know, this is one thing I'm always concerned about. And as a dad with two daughters of my own and three little granddaughters of my own as well, I was always concerned about the damage that boxing can do you. And, of course, it happens in rugby as well, you know. But in boxing in particular, and I would be concerned that Katie would finish her career in good form and have her wits about her. Mm-hmm. Because boxing is such a hard sport. The main target is the head, and you're taking hard punches to the head. And I don't know what the difference between a male head and a male brain and a female one is. But I just would not like any of my daughters to be taking punches to the head.
It sounds as though both of you would like to see a compromise being reached here, maybe on a bigger venue, but not quite as big as Croke Park. Mick?
Well, I wondered about the venue, and I thought, well, surely they've looked around at other venues, not as big as Croke Park, but not as small as the Three Arena. So I'm sure they have looked at other venues.
Well,
has to be somewhere.
We need the Goldilocks venue for Katie Taylor. Thank you both, Mick Dowling and Caitlin Phelan, for joining us
You're welcome.
The programme. We're out of time. Thank you very much for listening. The programme was produced by Niamh Lyons, researched by Emma Cawley. Max Falvey was our broadcast coordinator today. Sheila Ní Bhíol was on sound. And it's over now to Louise.